Let's get back to Sharon Blanchet, Family Law, ABC Family Law, and her guests talking about their great work for the Humane Society. Why don't we introduce the other two guests, Sharon?
I'd be happy to, Joe. So with us today are Phil and Pam Reed from the Willis Allen Group out of La Jolla, and they are longtime friends of mine and came and helped me put together a wonderful program at the San Diego Humane Society for Christmas. So Lisa and I decided we wanted to share our time with what the good works are at the Humane Society. And so that's why we're here today with Pam and Phil.
And they've been with Willis Allen how many years now, Phil?
Well, I joined Pam 24 years ago.
And I've been there 35, 40 in the business.
We are all like Sequoia Redwoods here, aren't we?
Well, we don't want to spread that word, do we, Joe?
But that's what people want. They want established people with relationships and who collaborate. I mean, that's what this show is all about. All these guests that I mentioned, Richard's been working with them for, up to 30 years, some of them. So it's important to have those relationships, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It absolutely is. And I know that Pam and Phil have serviced some of my clients over the years and done well by them. And I've known them personally for about 40 years, I think. And very highly of them.
And we all look so young.
That's true.
So, Pam, you got to Willis Allen first before Phil? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So you've been there 30 years
since
or so?
Since 1982.
Oh, my gosh. One firm, right? Willis Allen?
One firm.
Well, they are probably one of the most prestigious. When you say La Jolla and real estate and whatever, I mean, Willis Allen's in the next sentence, right?
Exactly. Thank you.
So then, Phil, you met Phil 24 years ago.
Well, actually, we met 34 years ago, but then I joined her in the business 24 years ago.
Gotcha.
Then we started the Reed team as the group that we're still continuing as today.
Now, are you both San Diego natives or from someplace else like me?
Well, someplace else. I was from Detroit originally.
Boy, did we score here, huh?
Did we? I have no desire to go back.
How about you, Pam?
I came all the way from Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have any desire to go back.
You're a California born and bred, huh?
I am a four-generation Californian.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. You could be running for governor pretty soon. So.
Well, I'd vote for her for governor.
Yeah. So, the Humane Society and your passion for helping animals, where did that come from? I'll start with you, Sharon, because I know everybody in your neighborhood knows you help out all the pets in your...
Well, I have three rescue dogs, and our office is in Bankers Hill, and I know all the dogs in the neighborhood, and they come over all the time. And I also have some of our employees bring their dogs. We find that that's a wonderful stress releaser for our clients who are going through a divorce, and they love the dogs there. But I have been an animal rights person, and I was trying to think of how that started. I really honestly don't know where it started, but I always have been. I belong to many animal rights organizations, and I'm pleased to be on the legislative committee at the Humane Society. So I'm very happy to do my part.
And then how did you get involved with the Humane Society? I mean, there's other organizations out there that are helping animals.
I got involved with the Humane Society because I talked to someone that I'd come to know, Tom Fetter, and asked him about the Humane Society, and he put a good word in for me, and then I just got on the committee about 6 months ago.
Well, that's how it starts. You get involved with a little activity or committee, you meet some people, and then the next thing it goes.
But we put together this program, Whiskers in Wonderland, at Christmas time, where we donated money, and we'll get into the specifics in a minute. But that came about in a very unusual way. My daughter, Stacy, lives with me, and she was on the computer and read in November about a woman in Sacramento who had heard about the overcrowding at the shelter in Sacramento. She was a realtor. She is a realtor. And she offered to pay all adoption fees for getting all of the animals, as many as possible, out of the shelter. And it turned out that it was so successful that all the animals were adopted, and then others were brought in and more were adopted. And I was quite depressed after November the 8th. And I wanted to do something that would lift my spirits. And I thought, as I sat there in my living room, why can't I do this? And so I thought about it and decided I would try to do it. And then on Sundays, I go to the La Jolla Farmers Market And I knew I was going to call Phil and Pam, but who do I run into but Phil? And we have a conversation about it, and Phil jumped right in and said, I want to be part of this. And so we did it. And that's how this happened.
Isn't that great? Well, how'd that conversation go, Phil? I mean, did you know the specifics
well,
yet?
Well, yeah, it was very interesting. And when Sharon mentioned it to me, she said, why don't we just get a bunch of people together and we'll get some donations going and see if we can get a certain chunk of money together so we can really get a lot of dogs adopted through the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Sharon, why don't you and I just do this ourselves? It's so close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Going out and getting donations is going to be tough. I mean, this was about, I think
just a few weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, it was like maybe the 10th of December.
Yes.
Mm. So, or maybe a little earlier than that, but it was in December. And so she said, yes, let's just do it. So I went back and told Pam we're donating a big chunk of money, not sure what her response would be, but she was excited about it. And so that's how it got started.
It was as simple as that. I never dreamed that that would be this overwhelmingly positive response, and so we just did it ourselves. And then the Humane Society jumped in and put together the Whiskers in Wonderland program.
Is this the first year they've done something like this?
Well, the Humane Society does a lot of wonderful programs.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that they did at Christmas time, and they put it together for us. And 386 animals were adopted in, I think it was only a one-week period of time.
Yeah, December, I guess right before Christmas. So, Phil and Pam, are you pet lovers too? Do you give out treats to all the dogs in the neighborhood like Sharon here?
Well, that's a little bit of a story. Pam could probably talk about that.
Well, there is a story about our last dog. Mm-hmm. His name was CP, and he was a beautiful golden lab.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every year at the Christmas parade in La Jolla,
mm-hmm.
they have dog adoptions. And so I saw this dog, and I had a friend by the name of Suzanne who just said, look at that face.
That's it, right?
You cannot pass that one up. And so Phil was out of town, and I got the dog. And Phil had a nice surprise when we came home. He said, honey, I thought we agreed we weren't going to have a dog.
But you said, look at that face.
I said that, and for the next 15 years, he loved the dog as much as I did.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, there's much to be said about, you know, pets and dogs and on many levels, how they help us out psychologically, mentally, emotionally, and professionally, for that matter. But anyway, we've got a break. We've got a break coming up, don't we, Justin? Let's play a little music. We'll come right back with Sharon Blanchet, Phil and Pam Reed, all about the Humane Society right after this. Hang on. Oh, my gosh. Everybody over 40 or 45 or 50 must remember Lassie. Is it still running? Because I know we're rerunning a lot of shows on Channel 8.2, and, you know, we got Columbo on and Perry Mason and everything else. I was telling Sharon before, Johnny Carson's on another, you know, every night now. So Lassie must be somewhere.
I'd like to know that for my grandchildren.
Well, you
I
know what?
Seen it.
We're going to have to start Googling around for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a great show, Lassie. Boy, how many collies must have got? Now, I got to tell a story. I was in O'Hare Airport once, and this is when the days of 747, and I see this immaculately groomed collie. And it must have been the trainer. This guy had a blue suede jacket, white hair combed back. This dog had on a gold leash, and he walked right on the plane with this dog in the first class.
So you thought you saw Lassie.
I think it had a who could it have been.
It was a celebrity.
And I heard there was more than one Lassie, by the way, and I don't know which one it was. But boy, oh boy, that dog walked right on the plane. I was just floored. But anyway, I digress. But the importance of pets in our lives. I mean, come on. How many people do you know have been depressed or whatever, and they've gotten a pet, and it's just turned their life around, or illness, right?
It does. And if Hunter, the lab, we have a white lab that comes to the office quite often. If he's not there and one of my clients who's used to seeing him comes in, they are sorry that Hunter's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had two dogs there,
mm-hmm.
and it really helps calm things down and
separation
makes
it anxiety.
Makes me happy.
Well, you know, you travel out. My friends, when they travel, and maybe this happens to you, Sharon, when they go out of town and they have to leave the dog because the dog goes into a depression. I mean, because they get.
Yeah.
People really get
that
attached.
That can happen.
Yeah. I mean, I go, what's wrong with the dog? And he go, well, you know, he misses Bill. I go, oh my gosh. You know, things like just moping around, and you know that's not his normal behavior. So it's,
well, I miss my dogs when I go on vacation, so I make friends with dogs wherever I go.
Well, actually, our dog, whenever we went on vacation, where we took him, he had so much fun with the other dogs. When we came back and came to get him, he said, well, who are you?
He wanted to stay.
That could happen.
Well, hats off to like to Gina and your and you folks. I mean, you allow dogs to come in. You tell us about your dog day at Willis Allen. Tell us what goes on there. That sounds like fun.
Well, we have dogs in the office actually quite a bit because probably most of the agents have dogs. So they come into the office regularly. We did have a while ago a big picture of everybody at Willis Allen with their dogs.
Mm.
It was one of the advertising things that Willis Allen did. So it is fun. We have an office.
How about just a group photo of just the dogs alone and have them like at have them at their desks and things?
That would probably be the best. Didn't do it that way.
A Willis Allen calendar, a dog calendar. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
think about that.
I don't want us to forget about the cats and the birds.
True.
And the other animals that are at the
Humane
Society.
Let's get into Whiskers in Wonderland because we only have about 7 minutes left here, 6 minutes to go. But so who conceived of this plan? This is Sharon.
Well,
I had the
idea. Phil mm-hmm. jumped in, and then the Humane Society put the name to it, Whiskers in Wonderland.
And the idea was what? You were going to subsidize or underwrite what?
Well, the idea was, and I guess I can, we each put in $10,000. And the idea was that we would be paying the adoption fee for any of the animals at the Humane Society that were finding their forever home.
Hmm.
And we hope that that would be a lot of animals, and it turns out it was 386 animals that went home.
In one?
Several of them had been at the Humane Society for over a year, so we felt really good about that.
That's amazing. So that happened from December 16 to 24.
Yes.
There was one bird, 107 cats, 128 dogs, one chinchilla. Where do you get a chinchilla, Kelly? My gosh. I mean,
at least it wasn't for a coat, which is a good thing.
Yeah, three guinea pigs, 95 kittens, 29 puppies, 19 rabbits, and three rodents, and all in 1 week. Boy, that just floors me. That's amazing. Kelly must have done a lot of good PR for that, right, and whatnot. And, of course, you folks probably—
And Channel 8 did as well, by the way. They came out and did a story on us.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, you were saying Larry Himmel did a spot with you once, too. We had Miles on
last
week.
Well, many years ago, there was a whole other connection with that and something that I did, but let's not talk about it here.
Talk about birds. They're going to—the Miles Himmel—the Larry Himmel Neighborhood Foundation, they're going to have an event in late February at a bird sanctuary in Del Mar, which I did not know about. Did you know about the bird sanctuary in Del Mar? So we'll talk more about that.
I think it's near Pappelmuth.
Really?
Restaurant. Yes.
We'll have to find out more about that. But I plan to go to that because I've never been. But it's, I think, Sunday the 26th at noon. And look on our website for more of that information, IY Money.
Well, we're doing another program for Valentine's Day at the Humane Society.
Tell us about that.
Sponsor. It's called Adopt Your One and Only in time. And so it starts on the 10th of February and will run through the 20th. And what we're putting up for adoption are the dogs that need to go to a home where there are no other pets. Mm. Hint, hint, Pam and Phil. because they have to be the one and only.
Right.
And they may have, you know, the Humane Society does a wonderful thing. They bring in animals from the other shelters, or some people call them the pound,
mm-hmm.
and animals that have some maybe behavioral issues on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
That might make them a little bit less adoptable.
Mm-hmm.
And the Humane Society works with them to make them more adoptable because we are trying to be a no-kill city.
That is great.
So that's really important. That's important work the Humane Society does.
So, Kelly, your main site's down on Gaines, right?
Yes.
And how many animals do you have there?
Oh, gosh. Well, between all of our campuses in San Diego, Escondido, and Oceanside, we have about 1,500 animals in our care on any given day.
So the main ones, so you have a total of three facilities?
Yes.
San Diego Humane Society, wow. And you've been around for how many, since when?
Since 1880.
Yeah.
About 137 years now.
Isn't that something?
Where are your campuses?
We have the San Diego location and then one in Escondido and Oceanside.
Okay. And San Diego one's down near, kind of near USD down the hill there on Gaines,
yep,
right?
Yep, exactly, on Gaines Street.
There's a police off of Friars Road there,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Friars and Napa, kind of near there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, thank you. Boy, I did not know they had that many animals. That's a lot of staff, right? I mean, and a lot of cleanup crew, too.
We'd have to do a lot of campaign sharing.
Yeah. I know. I'm prepared.
Boy, that is really something. But
and that's just at the Humane Society. Remember, we have all the pounds.
Ah, are they connected to the Humane Society or no? Not really. Those are through the county, right?
And exactly. Yeah, we're all independent organizations. Yeah. So there's about 45,000 homeless pets that enter shelters in San Diego alone each year.
Wow. And then how many do you get? Well, you only have room for 1,500, right?
We help about 30,000 animals a year, 20,000 companion animals, and then 10,000 wildlife.
God, 45,000. Jeez.
There's a new wildlife center that they're doing. You want to tell them about that, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. We're building a new care center. We merged with Project Wildlife a couple of years ago. So we care for 10,000 injured and orphaned wild animals each year basically in a trailer. So we're building a new care center in the coming year that will give us more space to be able to take care of these animals and get them the help that they need.
Who knew it was that many? Geez, that's... is the problem... I mean, why are there so many... is it an abandonment of animal issue? Is it some people have money issues and can't care for them?
It's a lot, yeah. Sometimes it's a financial reason, and a lot of times it's a behavior issue in the animals that people don't know how to deal with or don't have the time to deal with. So we really focus on providing people with the tools and resources to be able to care for their pets.
Well, I would hope their first call would be to the Humane Society rather than the pound, right? Because they probably have to put many to euthanize many.
Well, the great thing is that we're all working together. All shelters in San Diego and the San Diego Animal Welfare Coalition have made a commitment to keeping our community at zero euthanasia. So
really,
we celebrated the one-year anniversary of that last July. So
that's fantastic.
Now moving forward, no animals will be unnecessarily euthanized.
Wow, that is great. That's great to hear. Yes,
there's a program at the Humane Society that, if we have time, Kelly can talk about. But once a month, as I understand it, people who have trouble supporting their pet with food or other services, they can come to the Humane Society, and there's food and there's vet services for their pets. Because part of how to stop all this, besides neuter and spaying, would be to prevent people from having to turn in their pets because they can no longer afford to keep them. They have to make a choice.
Gotcha.
Do they feed themselves and their children, or do they feed their pets?
Gotcha.
We don't want them to have to make that choice. So
get on their website. Website again for you is what?
It is sdhumane.org. If you have any issues with your pets, reach out to us, see the website, give us a call, because there's a chance that we have some way we can help you.
Wonderful. And I have to thank Sharon Blanchet, Lisa Christensen, ABC Family Law, Team Reed, Phil and Pam Reed from Willis Allen for making such a great show for us today. And I'd like to thank on the board Justin Hart, our board operator, also Richard Musio, Travel Safely, and to Dave Sniff, our programming genius here at KFMB, and to Craig Blanke, our con executive. Thank you for all your help. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Joe.